good news.
But we like you to go to bed on Sunday night with good thoughts about the future and good things that people are doing. And you will hear about an animal, which is very good news to hear about, that has not been spotted for more than a century very soon. John Dee is with us. He's the founder of Do Something. Hello, John.
Good evening to you, Sarah.
Now, I like this brick story because we use a huge amount of bricks to build buildings, and now a new ingredient has been added to make them a lot more environmentally friendly. What is in this brick, John?
Yeah, this is a very interesting story from RMIT in Melbourne. Look, there's no nice way of putting it. It's basically human poo. Now, scientists have been searching for more sustainable building materials, and during that search, they've discovered a way to use human waste in bricks. Now, when human poo goes through the wastewater sludge treatment process, we're left with literally millions and millions of tons of leftover biosolids. Now, it's estimated that 30% of these biosolids are unused and stockpiled. Now, with more than 7 billion people on the planet going every single day, we're talking about a very large amount of human waste, and it's only going to continue getting bigger. So this development to use human waste in bricks could have some really positive consequences.
As long as it doesn't release it when it rains on these bricks, I would imagine. So they're not all just poo, are they?
No. Look, what's interesting with this, the bricks that they've made, the human feces accounts for about 25% of the material in the bricks. The remaining 75% is made out of traditional clay. Now, in this study that's been done, the prototypes of these bricks were made and tested to compare with traditional building materials. Now, these bricks, the tests found that the bricks with human waste were quite sturdy. They weren't squishy, and they could hold up to really stringent global building regulations. And the other benefit is by creating these new bricks, they also found that process of making the bricks used a lot less energy than traditional building materials. And scientists also found that they were better for insulation as well. So a whole load of benefits left, right and centre.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good because that reduces also the environmental impact of extracting clay, I'm imagining, out of the earth.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's hard to believe actually how big that impact is, because a lot of experts around the world who are looking at our ability to live within our planetary boundaries, the resources that we actually have, they're really worried by the sheer number of buildings that we're putting up. Now, it's estimated that to do that, the world produces about 1.5 trillion bricks a year. That's 1,500 billion bricks. Wow. Now, as a result of that, about 3 billion cubic meters of clay soil is dug up each year for the global brick-making industry. So all of that, of course, has a big impact on the environment. So if we were able to use human feces in this way, in bricks, it's amazing how much impact that would reduce in the environmental impact of building.
Let's get off the poo and onto wind. Now, Geelong used to be a car manufacturing area in Victoria and did lose a lot of jobs when a lot of car manufacturing shut down. But there's some good news for Geelong this week.
Yes, now there's a Danish company called Vestas, and they are the world's leading wind turbine manufacturer. The good news this week is that they've signed a partnership deal with a company called Morand Precision Engineering, who are based in Geelong. And together, those two companies are establishing a turbine assembly and testing center at an old Ford motor factory in Geelong. Now, initially, the plant will be used to assemble the drive trains and hubs for wind turbines, and they'll also test other components. And that's going to be for these two really big wind farm projects at Dundonald and Berrybank that are currently being built in Victoria.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of jobs will be around because of that plan?
Well, look, there's going to be a really good benefit to the economy. And I think this is one of the good things about renewable energy, whether it's solar or wind or pumped hydro or other forms of energy that utilizes renewable energy. The deal initially is going to deliver investment of around $3.5 million. It's going to directly employ 20 people, But this facility will also train hundreds of local staff in wind turbine maintenance. And it's also going to bring wind turbine component assembly to Australia for the first time in more than 10 years. So the long-term potential of this plant is really good, because last year, Vestas notched up more than a gigawatt of turbine orders around Australia. Now, by having a plant on the ground here in Australia doing this kind of work puts them in a better position, I think, with a lot of the wind farms that are going to be built around Australia. And so it's a really, really positive development. Right.
Thanks to my texter who's texted, you know what, a brick. Oh, blank a brick after your last story. Touche. All right, let's hear some good unusual recycling stories and get away from the brick recycling there. It's been announced that the Olympic medals at Tokyo are going to be made from discarded electronic waste. What kind of waste? How are they going to do that?
Yeah, this is very exciting. So you're talking discarded smartphones, digital cameras and other handheld games and laptops. Now, what's interesting is how they've actually gone about collecting this electronic waste to extract the gold, the silver and the bronze. So they've been working in partnership with municipal authorities to collect enough obsolete electronic devices by the end of March in order to extract the amount of gold, silver and bronze that they're going to need to manufacture all the medals that will be awarded next year.
Excellent. That's such a good idea. And there's going to be a recycling scheme for contact lenses in the UK.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So there's 3.7 million UK residents that wear contact lenses every year. And of course, they all get thrown away just like they do here in Australia. So what's happening there is Johnson & Johnson are launching the first national recycling scheme for contact lenses. They're going to collect any brand of contact lens, not just their own. There's a recycling firm called TerraCycle that are putting recycling collection bins in over 600 Boots chemists and optician outlets. They aim to have about 1,000 drop-off points by the end of 2019. What they'll do with these contact lenses basically is wash them, separate, shred them, and then melt them and form them into plastic pellets, which you can then use in a range of new plastic products.
Fantastic. All right. And John, we'll talk about Clean Up Australia Day next week perhaps, because it's in March. But what did a wildlife photographer capture in Kenya this week, and why was it so important?
Well, basically, they've caught on camera a really elusive African black leopard. Now, black leopards are mainly found in Southeast Asia, where the black coat they have gives excellent camouflage in those dense rainforest canopies. Now, black leopards are extremely rare in Africa, and they weren't confirmed to be living in Kenya until now. So a cameraman with a special rig that can be triggered by animals that walk in front of it put some of these rigs into the jungle and has managed to get the first high-quality images of a black leopard in its natural habitat in Africa. Now, it's thought that it's the first proof of black leopards living on the African continent since a series of photographs were taken in Ethiopia in 1909. So it's a really big breakthrough.
Fantastic. Very exciting. All right, John, thanks so much for giving us the good news. So many blank a brick jokes coming in. People just can't resist.
I'm not surprised.
Thanks, John. We'll talk to you next week.